So I would like to discuss a patent by Toyota dated in 2010. I think it's important to take a look at these earlier patents because 2010 is about the time that Toyota started looking into, seriously looking into solid electrolytes, and specifically the LPS variety. So this is an European patent. The number is EP2525428B1 under the inventor name Hirofumi Nakamoto, and it discusses a LPS solid electrolyte and an improvement to its safety. The LPS solid electrolyte is composed of a mixture of lithium sulfide and P2S5, and it often generates H2S on reaction water, which is a very dangerous gas. So the efforts here in this patent are to inhibit the generation of H2S, and the way this is achieved is with the mixing of the LPS electrolyte with an ionic liquid which contains a lithium salt. And this is a really cute approach, I think. They use an ionic liquid such as diethyl methyl isopropyl ammonium, DFSI, or tetraethyl ammonium, DFSI. And these ionic liquids, just like most ionic liquids, are very hydrophobic. So they do not like water at all. In order to make them conductive, you have to mix them with a lithium salt. And they use lithium DFSI as the lithium salt. Lithium DFSI is a water-stable salt. And it's very hydrophilic. So you have a hydrophobic ionic liquid mixed in with a hydrophilic salt. The melting point of this mixture is controlled by the concentration of the hydrophilic lithium salt dissolved. And what happens is, if there are water impurities or water, if the cell is broken and water moisture seeps into the cell, typically it will start generating H2S and reaction with the LPS. However, if you have this mixture of hydrophobic ionic liquid mixed in with hydrophilic salt, the hydrophilic salt will hydrate quickly, it will absorb the water, and its concentration into the hydrophobic ionic liquid will drop. As a direct result of that, the melting point of the mixture will increase. So now the mixture will turn, as more lithium DFSI hydrates, the mixture will turn solid, which will inhibit deeper penetration spreading of the water impurity. It will inhibit, as a result, generation of H2S. So I think it's a really cute idea. So they tested this, and they presented the patent. They monitored the H2S generation in such LPS electrolytes, which are exposed to humid air in a controlled box, and they see an improvement. Interestingly, they also show some evidence of a lithium air battery with the LPS electrolyte, which also employs this strategy for immobilizing water or separating water, which may be difficult to achieve, but it's an interesting concept. In the end, the conductivity is shown to be the same in a LPS electrolyte which contains the hydrophobic hydrophilic ionic liquid and ionic salt mixture after it was exposed to water, and before it was exposed to water. Very similar in a DC measurement of the transference number of the ionic liquid in a lithium-lithium cell. So I think this is an interesting patent. I think it's interesting to look at these patents coming from companies, as they often have application, very application driven, and all these technologies is rigorously put to put to test from the point of view of applying it. So that's very important.